Good morning. Sorry, above all, forgive us for the slight delay, but let's commence without further ado. This press conference of the film Pacificado, Pacified, a film that forms part of the official section of the 67th San Sebastian International Film Festival. To talk about the film, we've got, as you can see, a good representation of the cast and directors. And let me introduce you from the other end, producer Lisa Moscat, producer Marcos Tellechea, interpreter Bukasa Bekebekeng, the actor Bukasa Bangabele, the scriptwriter, director Paxton Winters, actresses Cassia Nascimento and Deborah Nascimento, producer Paula Linares, and producers Darren Aronofsky and Joseph Cotter, and the direct DOP Laura Medians. Okay, so they're ready. If you have any questions, please do so without any further ado. Yes, we have a question there.
Brazil, I'm from Rio de Janeiro. I have two questions. The first of all, I would like to be answered to Darren and to Paxton. I can't explain you exactly why, but watching the movie this morning, I kept Akira Kurosawa in my head all the time, because I felt when Jaka came out on the screen, I have the sensation I was watching a samurai going from the shadows to trying to follow his Bushido, his code of honor. I would like to hear a few words from you about honor in the landscape of Rio de Janeiro. I know it's not your hometown, but your entire body of work, if you think especially about Randy the Ram, talk about honor and codes of honor. So this is the first question. The second question, if possible, is to Deborah Nascimento. Seu trabalho é foda. Your work is very, very good. I would like you to tell a few words about the physical transformation of your character in your body during the film. It's a very good work. Thank you very much.
I'll just talk a little bit about that sequence. I'm going to leave the honor question to Paxton. It's actually one of the sequences I was lucky enough to work on with Paxton, because I got to see a few cuts of it with the music. And I always love that moment when we first meet Jaka, because it's sort of, it's an interesting structure of the film. You know, it starts off as a film about Cassia's character, and then it suddenly shifts gear and it becomes about two people and their relationship. And I thought that to bridge that gap, you needed a really beautiful moment. And I think Paxton and his composer and Jaka, the actor, sort of were able to sort of all work together to sort of set up the neighborhood, set up Jaka's relationship with the neighborhood, and just create great mood.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, first of all, that's a huge compliment to, you know, compared to Akira Sawa. But it's it is very much, I mean, the samurai, in a sense, they were working in a system that they had to do whatever their, you know, whatever they were told. And it's very much a similar thing in that, you know, usually favelas are control, you know, the power that controls the favelas are traffickers. So for him, he's coming into a system and he's, you know, at this point, he's trying to sort of get out of it or find a way to move out of it, but it's very difficult. And that's really kind of what the film is about. It's about these sacrifices or these challenges of trying to move out of that space, that system, while still maintaining honor and integrity. That makes sense? Did that answer the question?
When I started the process, I talk about with Paxton the physical issue that we had to deal with it. I was supposed to lose weight, but when we start to shoot, I was like 2 months pregnant, and then we had to embrace that body. I had to embrace that body and had to embrace all the physical things, the emotional also, and that's why I look at for, you know, the transformation of that in myself as an actress and the character. So I give up all the vanity and all the worries about the body or I think was like a really a present, you know, like a gift. Like my daughter is her first movie, so and with that came with all those sensations and this body transformation.
Mm-hmm. Más preguntas?
Any further questions?
Talk about casting, huh, Deborah.
So in the beginning, you know, when we originally set out to do the story, it was more just to do some short films, to produce some short films in the community, because I'd been living there already for 3 years. We didn't really think it was going to turn into a film necessarily. But then as we started to put these shorts together, we saw that there was a film here, and we were encouraged by the producers and to sort of try and create a script out of it. So it started to slowly grow into a kind of snowball into a bigger project. And then at one point I got a call from one of the producers saying, we've got this great actress who's really interested in coming on board, and the studio is super excited. And I was super excited until I Googled her and I saw this. I said, did you guys read the script? So I said, yeah, no, it's not. I absolutely cannot, you know, I can't work with it. They said, no, the studio really wants it. You have to. I was like, absolutely not. So I called them, and then I guess they called you.
I had to fight a lot.
Yeah,
I had to fight a lot and meet him 4 times to say, come on, I'm not that. I'm an actress. I'm an artist. And I can transform myself. And that's what I've been chasing and fight for from the beginning of my career. So I can't be more grateful for that.
No, and you had a great present. You came with a great presentation and all this research. And so I basically went back to them and I said, if you get me the best makeup artist in the country so we can mess her up, then, you know.
And Bella.
Yeah.
Bella.
Sí, quizás ya que tenemos también.
Yes, as we've got other actors of the film, could they please also tell us what the experience was like of working with them and then their characters? Could they please say something as well? No, for the other actors, if they could also say what it was like filming. Any special question? It's a pleasure. I am Busak Bakasaka Bengele, and in this case, Bakasaka Bengele, I was working in a series in Teove Group, and from what I've understood, I even talked to Paxton, because the truth is, there was another protagonist that wasn't me, and I don't know, but for some reason, there was a certain feeling. I was in another job and doing something else, and I said, hey, listen, if we could fit the agendas could fit together, I would talk to the producer, the production company with I was doing the cast, the auditions. I said, it's not going to be a 5-day problem. If it's because of that, I could do the job, okay? And in the second call that I got, I insisted, and they said, Bokassa, you're in another job. So therefore, I was in another job, but I insisted, and at the end of the day, we did a second audition, and in the second audition, something happened, I don't know what it was, but for him to accept those 5 days in which I was in another project and I couldn't work with them, so therefore, it was a bit crazy those 5 days, but I ended up forming part of the project, but insisting in a feeling that I had in order to get into this character where I had the experience of spending some days in the favela, and I asked to live that those issues per se, and this made that character come to me best. Basically, I think that the characters, independently of the techniques you use to portray them, at a given moment they are born, and they, like with the life and soul, as if they were reincarnated in our bodies. And I believe I was able to incarnate Jaka. It's a pleasure. My name's Cassia. It's a pleasure to be here. to make this film was really gratifying to have this opportunity. I want to thank him. I had met him quite a few years back, and I was able to meet marvelous people, wonderful people, and I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful. It was very important to make this film for me. And it was also very good for that. But it was fantastic to be able to be here with you today. It's something quite enormous for me. Thank you very much. Sí, cuando empezamos a hacer los castings con los jóvenes en las favelas, ella...
She was there, and that kid for some reason couldn't do it, and she was watching the whole thing, and I looked at her, and she doesn't speak so much, as you can see. So I said, Kasia, are you watching this? And she said, I said, is this something you think you can do? Is it something you want to do? And basically, we gave her the scene, and she was off to the races, and we were looking at each other, we were like, is she just doing it, or is she acting? Because it's like she's so good that we weren't sure if she was acting or just being herself. So we put her in a scene with Leia Garcia, who's this, you know, legendary actress from Orfeo Negro. I don't know if you, and she also plays the grandmother in the film. And I gave her the script, and she's sitting there, and she's 9 years old at the time, and she's reading through the script, and she's reading it very quietly, and she sits in the cut and then puts it down. And I said, so did you read it? What'd you think? Did you understand it? And she looks at me, she's like, do you understand it? Because it's her life. And then I was like, okay, so. Was there anything else?
No sé qué falar más. Sí, teníamos ahí una pregunta.
Es una pregunta.
A Cássia, ela não fala muito, ela fala muito com os olhos.
She talks a lot with her eyes. She does it with her look. She's always talking at the camera with her eyes. That's Cássia. Yeah, we had another question. A question for Arnosky. I would like to know your link to this project, how it emerges, and whether it's something punctual just to produce this Brazilian film in Brazil, or do you have any plans of doing more projects outside the US or in Brazil? And to the director, because you've said that you were living in the favela, could you explain a bit, go further in depth, I think she's saying, where the project stems from and why you're living there and how the Olympics influenced how that, what happened in the favela later.
Festival in Istanbul in 2001 with Requiem for a Dream, and there was one guy who spoke Turkish with everyone, and it was the blonde-haired, blue-eyed American Paxton Winters, and we became friends. He was a journalist and a documentary filmmaker in Turkey for 15 years or 18. Something? 18. And then he fell in love with Brazil and moved to Brazil and started speaking Portuguese and moved into the favela and just became part of that community. And at the same time, we just maintain a very, very long relationship and friendship. And I constantly was like, Pax was trying to make a film, and I was just like, look around, you know, wherever you are, I'm sure there's a movie, try to do something, you know, in your community. And I don't know, I think Pax is this incredibly unique spirit on the planet who can go anywhere and make friends anywhere and becomes part of the global community. And when he started to tell me about this project, I recognized that it would be a very interesting perspective, partly because I knew Pax, I knew his sensitivities, but I also got a sense of his penetration into the community because I had met Maga down in Rio when I was visiting Paxton as a friend, and so everything just started to add up and make sense. When he sent me pictures of Cássia, it was like very exciting, and the supporting cast was amazing as well. Pax.
No, that's that's it. I didn't have an intention to move into the favela. I actually fell in love with a Brazilian, which is why I moved there. And then after a year, the relationship disintegrated, and it was before the World Cup and the Olympics, and rents were very expensive. So I was going to move back, But then Maga and Joe, who I had known, basically said, "Hey, listen, you know, you can move into the community." As a player, I was like, "Yeah, thanks, no." So I was like, "That's a little too intense." So, but then I sort of sat with it, and I was like, "Why don't I want to do it? I don't want to do it because I'm afraid." So I said, "All right, let me, you know, anything that's ever happened that's been worthy has been somehow facing a fear." So I said, "I'll do it for like 5-6 months, until rents come back to earth, and then I'll move out." And then the first 6 months, the community kind of opened, and it's a nexus of relationships. That's really what sort of the community is about. And then after 6 months, I wasn't ready to leave, and it turned into 8 years. But we didn't think about sort of starting to do the project until about 3 years in, when we sort of started to have access to more of these stories. But for me, I was really a listener. I mean, my part there was to ask a lot of questions, to listen, to observe, and to try, you know, what we wanted to do. And you can. We wanted to sort of tell stories that weren't necessarily represented. So for me, really, I was a channel. I was trying to be a channel, just to listen, ask questions, and put it out there.
I actually haven't seen Maga since he saw the movie, which is recently. Maga's one of the original producers on the film. Could you tell us what you thought? I'm just curious.
Então, eu conheci o Paxton tem alguns anos também.
Paxton ha hablado. Oh, Paxton has talked about the relationship that he had previously. I knew him through a friend. I invited him to come to the community. Initially, it was very funny because the community said, "What's the community? What's that all about?" Because it's different. When you talk about community, one thinks Rio, Sao Paulo, favela, what? And that's what he thought initially. But then he saw that the community wants to embrace you. And when someone enters the community, people embrace you. And we were very careful with him. And in fact, he's there, still there. He never left. He stayed there. It wasn't Jaka. Okay, we've got another question here. First of all, congratulations to everyone. The actor's work is spectacular. The first question for Darren, for example, to what extent were you involved in the shooting of the film or the project, or how far did that go? And the second question for Paxton, I was surprised the shot and where we can see the stadium with the fireworks. When was that done and how was that done? Thank you very much.
The shot was the entire budget of the film. Thank you, Paul and Marcos, for that beautiful shot.
Exactly.
but that is not a real shot from the Olympics. That is complete visual effects.
Yes.
No, just you can interpret that however you want. Paxton, this is Paxton's movie. He shot it. I'm more of a friend who gave a few ideas and notes.
He gave more than a few ideas and notes.
Just
watched multiple cuts.
Just push and encouraged him to keep going and get what he needs to make the movie what it is.
And as for the fireworks shot, we knew that we wanted to have the Olympics. So I called up a friend that had a red camera. And we took Kasia to a favela that was near where the Olympics were happening. And it was actually 2 years before. It was 2 years before we shot the film, or a year, but we knew we wanted to get it. So we just got that one shot and kept it because we knew we wouldn't be able to get it again.
Desculpa, sorry, again. Two more questions, if possible. I would like to hear the Brazilian producers of the film, since we had several questions to Darren about the interest in Brazil. I would like to hear from you how this project came alive and the relationship with Protozoa, the company of Darren. And the second question, Busaka, wonderful acting, muito boa atuação, Motumbaxé, arrebentou. I have a question for you. We mentioned here the name of one of the most important Brazilian actresses ever, that's Lea Garcia. What was the importance for you to act with them, such a great goddess like Lea Garcia? I don't know if for European audiences it's clear, but Lea Garcia, it's a cornerstone for Brazilian cinema ever, since 1964. So what was the importance for you to having Lea with you?
Posso começar aqui, tudo bem? Muito obrigado. Muchas gracias. Muy amables todos. Gracias.
Thank you very much. Thanks for inviting us. Thank you very much for everything. I'm going to speak in Portuguese. I think it'll be easier for expressing myself so everyone can understand each other better. What I wanted, and before answering your question, I wanted to thank everyone who's here today, all of the people that have formed part of the project, because it's been a very difficult process. It was a slow process. We were in a place which is not that easy to control, shall we say, out of our control, the truth be said. I want to thank all of the people that have come, all of the crew and cast of the film. I think that the question of where it came from is very interesting, that it should be answered by Paula, because who's got a story to tell, a curious story to tell, that she's going to tell you, and how a woman, and our protagonist is also a woman, it would be very interesting to see what she has to say. Hi, I'm going to answer as well in Portuguese, which is going to be easier for me. First of all, initially we thought a favela, this is going to be complicated, but then we thought about the opportunity, give the opportunity to this project, and we started to read, and I called the producer, and I said, it's going to be the first film shot in a favela telling the story of a woman. What difficulties does this have to tell a story about a woman that lives in that place, in a favela? And that's when we met Paxton. And as you can see here, this person is really an enlightened person, because he did a very genuine piece of work. He has taught us and gave us the opportunity of opening doors so that we could enter into that community of people who are incredible. They are creative, they're survivors, and they overcome obstacles and every day. And that all made us become better people and better persons. So therefore, this project, this choice as producers, the truth be said is that along with Fox, was of telling us a story which not only takes place there, this same situation you can see in several places in the world, and it's an emergency. It's a moment in which we wanted to provide this information, so to speak, and that's why we chose it. Thank you very much to everyone and all of the people that couldn't be up here at this present moment and that couldn't come along, but I want to thank everyone for being here. Yes, we would like to... this is a discourse, this is a speech for... You're going to be listening to the names of all of the people that have helped us. And that is why we're very, very happy to be here. Another question that you asked is the relationship with this actress. She's known Paxton for quite a few years now, and she saw Paxton's talent. She worked throughout the entire process with us, along with Paxton, and we've had the great honor of working with her, because she's very well known, and we've learned a lot in the process, and with Elisa, our producer as well. She taught us a lot as well. She's a super producer. We learned an enormous amount with her. Thank you very much, Elisa. Thank you. I want to thank you very much for the question, and I thank you that you've addressed this issue in your question. This film, from my point of view, has a certain peculiarity. The film makes as a protagonist people that are excluded in Brazil. When we talk about favelas, we talk about a black community. Brazil is a country which has 54% of the population which is black. So therefore, it's the country with the highest population of blacks outside the African continent. That population, the youth, that is to say, live with a high death rate, and the figures are frightening, and everyone already knows about them. And those people only appear when we talk about the pejorative side of things, that is to say, when placing them in the criminal side of life, and that's not true. It's a social issue which is enormous, and that population lives in an extremely racist and excluding country. So therefore, this the film has protagonists that gives protagonists to the women and black men and women, and addresses above all human relations and social relations. And so those relations, at the end of the day, they've had the courage to come into a favela and not to focus upon weapons, on shootings or explosions that take place there. The world is sick. The world lacks love, so is lacking that love. So therefore, people only attract. I think that this film, at the end of the day, it's been a bit difficult to be able to make it. We did it with a lot of love. We did it in the middle of a lot of shootings, and we've lived this on a day to day. We held our hands in order to manage to make this film. I came to a place where I was frightened because it blew my mind, because every day in those 2 months while I was there, living there, I stayed in the favela, I was listening to shots every day and machine guns. The violence is against human beings, violence against black men and women that kill each other. So therefore, this film, for me, has this perspective on that life. And I want to thank you. Thank you for reminding us of the matriarch Garcia. This is the Brazilian African side, or she represents the African side of Brazil. The story is to draw people's attention upon, but drawing the attention to human relations about love, of complicity, because it's something that makes us, well, that's what attracts us. So therefore, when we give people opportunities in order to portray human characters, that's where we can understand that we have people who are able to do so. What we lack in Brazil are opportunities to do so, and the black population has very few opportunities to do these things. But they're extremely capable, as you have been able to see, and you can see it on the screen. And that's why I thank them for looking at giving this perspective, because in Brazil we're going through an odd moment, and I think that with this film we'll be able to show through culture, through education, and through love that we can transform the world.
Quero cumprimentar aqui.
What I would like to say is that Bokassa's words. Normally, films related to favelas, and normally, you see a lot of shots, shooting every day, the police coming in, and someone's dead. But we wanted to tell a completely different story, different to that, with another slant or another perspective or another look. And we wanted to tell people that have never lived in the favela, we wanted it to be different, to show our look upon things. And that's what we do for the people that live there. And the people that live there know what's going on there. And that's what makes our film different. The film is not Paxton, it's not Paula's, it's not Bukasa's, it's of the community. It's our story of the people who live there. And this is our film, Morro dos Prazeres, and that is to say the favela, the name of the favela. another question here. Hi, I would like to ask whether in the film there are any archive images, because there's a moment in which we see the police come into the favela, and the treatment of the, it almost looks like archive images. I don't know which, and I'd like to know whether, how many people did you talk to? How did they, you live with the stories that people told you, because in that, in those images, you see people with their children in their arms and with backpacks for going to school. But did you talk a lot to all of those people who live there and suffer everything that you've talked about so far? And how much have they contributed, so we say, to the final script, these stories that of the people that you talked with, how much did that contribute to the final script?
I'll answer the first part of the question of the archival footage. That's actually footage I shot on my iPhone during an operation where three were shot and killed. That was right, actually, I think 4 days or so before the World Cup. As far as like how the stories inform, I mean, look, we developed the story very much with the people in the community, the story, the script, the locations, all the extras, many of the actors, including Kasia. Each department head hired 2 to 3 people from the community, many of which are still working in the industry. There's no way we could have been able to film in Prazeres unless we had that kind of support and cooperation. And the community, not only they were completely helpful. I mean, from every aspect. I mean, it's not easy to shoot there, but from opening their houses to you know, if they needed to be quiet, and you know, the favela is not really a very quiet place. But there was a lot of support. But I mean, I'd like Maga to respond to that. How much the
Então,
the truth, it was complicated to shoot in the favela because the favela is alive, isn't it? There are people that are coming in and out 24 hours a day. If we can control this, to control this is complicated. So therefore, what happened was we had the support and backing of people who lived in the favela, and they helped us to control the movement of all of these people. When someone asked for any type of help, because the favela, the community embraced the project. It was very interesting. It was interesting to film this project there because it's strange. This project had an enormous impact. And there was a film, Tropa de Elite, which had an enormous impact. And from that film, there have not been any more support. There's not been such an impact on the community.
Collaboration, and because of Kasia and all the other people, the community definitely felt like it was their film. I mean, it felt like it was theirs. So.
Eu queria complementar só aqui o que o Mark.
Yes, Paxton, the producers also, the Paxton and I spoke. We were looking for that authenticity in all of our different departments. We hired, instead of a third assistant, we hired people from the community. So from the production side of things, from the camera side of things, lighting, everything, many people participated in the film. I think that more than 200 people from the community of Morro dos Prazeres collaborated, and some of them, I'm happy to say, they continue in the market and they continue to work. So therefore, it's an opportunity that they received, and they managed to get ahead in life. So many of them are now making films, they're doing TV, or they're doing advertisements. So, perdona, un momento, Lisa. Ahora, no le oímos, perdona.
Oh, here.
See, could you speak to the microphone, please, because
sure.
The translator.
I just wanted to ask Kasia, now that you've seen the film and went through the experience with everybody Maga and Paxton and Bukasa and Leia Garcia and Deborah. What is your response to your life from being participating as a creative force in the movie? And now you're understanding through the film how life has been portrayed in the favela.
She didn't hear.
Yeah. The point is, I think the translation is
Portuguese,
Portugal. No, but she doesn't understand it because it's not Brazilian Portuguese.
Paxton, okay. Ask her what she thought of the movie.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, what's the question exactly?
What do you think of the movie, Cássia?
Huh?
Just ask her what she thought.
No. Yeah. Agora, o que você achou de quando você viu o filme? Você viu o filme duas vezes, né? Agora, o que você achava?
O que isso mudou sua vida? O que impactou na transformação da sua vida?
Ah, na minha vida mudou bastante coisa. Muito.
There's so many things. When I saw the film, I didn't even recognize myself. And when we started, it was difficult to start off with. We were recording with Paxton's iPhone, and it's been very gratifying and very important for me. Many things changed in my life, many. Can I talk?
Eu espero que, como esse filme deu bastante
I hope that this film has given a lot of opportunities to improve many things in my life. I don't know. All I can do is thank everyone. That's all. That's all I can say. I loved it. It was great. I enjoyed it. To this last question, perhaps, as we've got the DOP, Laura, perhaps she could explain what was it like and what challenges did you have to confront to obviously shoot in this in the favela and in this location? What was that like?
You know, part of it, like everyone was saying before, is like being part of this community and being embraced by the community. And like I had met Paxton a couple years before shooting started and started scouting with him and just becoming a part of the world that we were going to capture. And so it was important for us to, you know, really become comfortable there. And it's not... it's a really, it is a challenging place, and we had to, bring gear in, and logistically it's difficult, and there's no transportation, and so it's a lot of, like, manual labor, but I think that part of those challenges adds to the film. I mean, it was all necessary to our story.
Yeah, it's tremendously physical. As you can see, there's all these stairs. And, I mean, quite frankly, in the beginning, there was some people who told me that I couldn't work with a female director of photography in the favela because it would be too physical and the camera is too... is too heavy and there's all these stairs. And I said, okay, get in a ring with Laura. And if you win, then... No, she was, I mean, she was a warrior.
Tenemos tiempo para una última.
Okay, time for one final question over here.
Some hardships have been mentioned, violence and other stuff, and like what you said. But I was wondering for the director and for the actors, what is the hardest thing that you've had to do in this shooting?
That made me think of it. At one point, I called Paxton just to check in on the shooting, see how they were doing, and they were laying on the floor because there was a shooting going on. So, I mean, that's not the little things you're not hearing, but, you know, that happened throughout the shoot.
Especially to protect the place, so.
Yeah,
it was really tough.
I mean, do you want to talk about the when you went down and...
Bom, fui eu e o Guilherme.
We're in a little part in the lower part of El Morro, and she'd just gone out, and there were two bases, a base in El Morro, and I went a bit closer, and Paolo was in the other base, and all of a sudden, the special police forces entered, and we were there, and the whole crew, an enormous amount of people, and we were in the upper part of El Morro, and that's when the police came in from Rio de Janeiro. They entered into the favela, and we went to talk to them, and they answered, "Don't worry, we're going to shoot, we're not going to hit you, we're going to hit our targets, we're not going to hit any of you." And that we shouldn't be there. We had those people there. We started to run. We ran away. And to advise everyone and tell everyone that the people, that an armed conflict was about to take place. And in the middle of the stairs that we were walking up, the people, we started to hear some noise behind us. And we were seeing that people were setting up a shield in order to go up the stairs. We had time to get there, all of us, and we hid ourselves away, we lay down on the ground. We put the cameras down, which were on top of the roof where we were filming at that time. And there was an exchange of shots, which lasted, 40 minutes? Of heavy weaponry, by the way. Against the elite squadron of the police.
Bueno. Looking at everyone laying on the floor, laughing at them. Literally looking at, like, calling your friends, look at them all laying on the floor.
E o mais louco.
But our friend Joseph, who's just there, when everyone was lying on the ground, he came around behind the troop of the elite police force, recording everything that was happening.
Oh, in español.
In Spanish. They opened a path, the police, and a little. And as it was very narrow, the crew had to go on one side or the other side. The police went through the middle, and everyone with their hands in the air, with their equipment in the air to say that to show that they weren't armed. And the soldiers with machine guns went right through, and I just simply followed them with a camera, that's all. I would like to answer your question because I'm very sensitive vis-a-vis that question that you just asked. What was the most difficult thing for me as an actor? My challenge to get out of a caricature of the stereotype that exists as regards to this place, because we're in a place where the people live. I tried my utmost. I started to walk around with the producer when I went to the favela to see what I was going to find there. I saw children without mothers or fathers who lacked absolutely everything, living as if as if they were animals, without any dignity, a lot of dirtiness, with a lack of culture, of love, of absolutely everything. And just Cassia, 13 or 14 years old, there were girls and boys of that age, because of their childhood has just really been stolen from them, to so to speak. And I was asking myself, therefore, what can I do in order to enter into that place? Because we're in a place where violence surrounds you all over, and human dignity has been taken away from these people. So I asked, I said to Paxton, I want to sleep here, I want to spend some time here. Even if a bulletproof vest. No, I want to have a beer with them. I want to be with them. Several times a day I had a beer with Paxton, because what I was interested in is the human side of things, of these people. And at that time, that I managed to sort of get rid and become naked, get rid of my vanity, and put on a pair of shorts or a Bermudas or board shorts. And they said, I wasn't afraid, but I was there. I was unprotected. I didn't know what was going to happen. And I wanted to try to understand how people in the middle of that violence have their dignity and they maintain it, because this film, for me, in some place, there are people that are talking about love, because this film, we want to talk about how people rescue love, even though those boys and girls don't have parents, their parents have died, or the father's in jail, or one is killed by the police, or one's trafficking drugs. How can dignity be created? How do these families live there? And that's how we understand that community survives. And when you get there and you make it there, you can see that they hug each other, they embrace each other. I was talking to kids who were trafficking. They were saying, hey, people cry when the police kill them. And I also cried as well. There's a scene in the film in which I didn't understood what Paxton was saying. Jacka has to walk up these enormous steps with a refrigerator. But that's true. This, to walk up the stairs with her, it's not possible to do this. That's what I... But you can see how I was with Pax having a beer in the community talking, because I wanted to go in there. And I, all of a sudden, when I looked around, I see that there's a person, a very thin person, who appeared with an enormous sort of stove on his back, and he was walking up these stairs. I said, Pax, that's the scene, that's it, and that's what it's all about, yeah. That, for me, was a great challenge of trying to construct any type of character, I didn't want to make a caricature of it or any created stereotype of it, because nobody knows what's in there, because that's why we had the great opportunity of learning it by being in there and living in there. And I hope, the truth, I hope to have managed to achieve it, because it's a voice that talks about, gives voice and provides dignity for all of those people that are excluded, not listened to. That's why it's so important at this moment. To get outside of what the criminals and all the shooting, but obviously that all forms part of this. But the big perspective is to understand the human relations that take place there, and they do exist, by the way. And unfortunately, these relationships are not contemplated as they should be. I also would like to say about the issue of the shots that take place in the favela, and this occurs almost every day. People die there absolutely every day, and that's not news. Even there's a young boy who participated in this project. that due to the lack of any opportunities, he entered into drug trafficking and he died 2 weeks ago. We don't have opportunities. We don't get opportunities. The state doesn't go in there. It's a place which is forgotten, left to one side. So that's all I wanted to sort of to add to these words. It's not that it's forgotten. It's never been remembered. That's true.
When I went there to shoot, I came without any prejudgment, with open mind and open heart to see those women, how they interact, how they raise their child, how they feel their motherhood. So I was very, very touched by that, how besides all the hardnesses and all the issues that they have, they love their kids and they go through everything to raise them. And they do that with just doing it, just surviving. So that was the major thing for me, the hardest thing to look. And I was pregnant and I was like, oh my gosh, and I have to feel like the normal stuff of that, like I'm like them, you know, just in a different position. So I'm a mother also, and what I would do for my kid and what I could do for myself. So that was the major thing.
Muchas gracias. Bien, pues.
Thank you very much. All I would like to say now is thank you very much for coming with your film. Wish you the best of luck in the premiere this afternoon. Thank you very much.